now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
So now we're into 2018, which means that we are in the midst of another year during which people will both be fretting about and preparing for retirement. As indicated by U.S. News, there are some reasons to believe that your retirement will be meaningfully better than the one your grandparents have been living. At the heart of this optimism are technological advances. As indicated by writer Roger Whitney, a certified financial planner, your smart mattress will personalize your sleep experience and notify loved ones when you get up in the morning. Smart carpet will control lights as you move around so that you don't fall if you get up at night. Your loved ones will be automatically notified if someone does fall. Your refrigerator will monitor your groceries and order them automatically. If you fail to use your coffee maker on a regular basis, it will notify your relatives that something could be wrong. Driverless vehicles will allow future retirees a level of mobility about which their predecessors could only dream. Sounds pretty relaxing. Here's the bad news. This technologically sophisticated lifestyle could be very expensive. Even if one eschews cutting-edge technologies, retirement is a daunting proposition, especially when one considers likely healthcare costs. A 2014 study conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute indicates that a 65-year-old couple should save about $300,000 just to cover medical and drug costs. That figure doesn't even include long-term care. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.